Well, the National March for Life on the East Coast and also on the West Coast, those happen in January. But a very important date, May 22nd here in Oregon, was when we became the first state in the nation to legalize abortion. So the Oregon March for Life recognized that. And coming up on May 17th, we are all asked to stand and march for the most innocent, and the Oregon March for Life will be taking place. Joining us today to give us all of the details and how we can be involved in this great event and also to help pregnant women, it is Lois Anderson. She is the executive director of Oregon Right to Life. Good morning, Lois. Thanks for joining us again on the Morning Blend.
Good morning. I'm always excited to be able to join you.
This is a very difficult first, I think, for Oregon Right to Life to have to recognize, but we cannot shy away from the fact that Oregon was the first state in the country to legalize abortion. Just kind of help us walk through the lead up as to why we made the shift from January and we've moved to this May date.
Well, when we celebrated the incredible Dobbs decision that was handed down by the Supreme Court, which overturned Roe v. Wade, it gave us an opportunity to refocus because the January date is really surrounding the handing down of the Roe v. Wade decision. And there are several states around the country is the National March for Life organization, which we're a licensed affiliate of. We're really excited to be a part of that movement, really encourages states to focus on what's happening here. Because as everyone I'm sure knows that's listening this morning knows that the Dobbs decision returned the right to regulate abortion or to eliminate abortion to the people and their elected representatives. And of course, as Oregon Right to Life, that's our focus here in Oregon. And so being that Oregon has this history of passing this law in May of 1969, we landed on the third Saturday of May, which this year is May 17th, for our new date for our March for Life, which is specific to Oregon.
At that March for Life coming up May 17th, what time are people gathering then?
Well, come on down starting at 2:15. We have got a full set of pro-life ministries who are going to be tabling. We have some great activities for families, including kids, that you can participate in and just be a part of a family-friendly, joyful experience and gathering with other pro-lifers. And then our program will get started at 2:30.
Fantastic. Everyone in the region is invited to join with those who want to support women in pregnancy. The Oregon March for Life is coming up May 17th. The scheduled events begin at 2:30, so be ready early, and so that way you will not miss a moment of it. Lois Anderson is the Executive Director of Oregon Right to Life joining us today. That message, that focus for the March for Life, when we're able to focus it here on the state of Oregon, how does that change kind of the themes of what you are doing? Because I think that now that the Dobbs case has sent decisions back to the state, Oregon just doubled down on their abortion rights and what they want. They now call health, women's health care. How has that kind of changed how Oregon Right to Life is working, again, even more intently on the rights of the unborn?
Well, we certainly haven't stopped our advocacy efforts when it comes to promoting pro-life candidates, whether it's school board or state legislation, state legislators or statewide, and also introducing pro-life legislation. But we've adopted a theme, a tagline that we think really encapsulates our movement at this time, and it's support her, protect them. Support her being the mom, and protect them being the unborn baby. And so that really is to what we're focusing on during this year's march as well. So we have a diaper drive going on. We're going to have encouragement notes available for people to fill out for expectant moms as well as pregnancy center staff that we're going to be sending on. And then just also the gathering at the state capitol where we're showing in force as a group of people that we're going to continue to march, we're going to continue to gather until the right to life is restored for that life in the womb.
Lois, one of the things that I always love to see, and in fact, I've put them in the hands of my own children when I have been at the March for Life, where it says, I am the pro-life generation. Our young people are coming along right with us on this very important march, and you have a March for Life Youth Challenge. Tell us about it.
We do. We encourage groups of young people, and it can be your Bible study group, your church youth group, your group from school. Just get a group of friends together and come, and you can register ahead of time on the website and then just check in at the march and let us know how many people you brought. And that adds your, you get entries into a drawing, and the three drawing winners are able to direct a $500 contribution to a pregnancy center of their choice. And it's been a really popular, fun activity for students to get folks together and come and join the march. And we encourage you also to bring signs, whether they're printed or handmade, that show your group coming and joining the march.
You can definitely involve yourself, and again, all the information that Lois is talking about can be found on Oregon Right to Life. All right, Lois, so before we wrap, let us know everything we need to know. How much standing is involved? How much walking is involved? And, you know, we don't know yet the weather, so if it gets real bad out there, are you still going to be standing for life?
We are always standing for life, and that's one advantage of moving from January to May, that the weather is guaranteed to be better than it is in January.
That's for sure.
But it's still Oregon, so it could rain, so we march rain or shine. The program goes for about an hour, and then the march, because of construction around the Capitol that's still existing, it's really a pretty quick march, about 15 or 20 minutes. Which you can participate in, or you can stay back depending on what your capability is. And we do have, like I said, the opportunity to gather together and just be together as a pro-life community. So certainly check out the weather, come prepared, and we just encourage everybody to turn out. It's been a fun event, whether it's been snowing, icing, raining, or beautiful sunshine.
You know what? Those bags of diapers, those make great rain covers. So bring diapers, dress for the weather, and come and march for life. Everyone is invited, and we will make a change on the steps of the Salem Capitol coming up on May 17th. Lois, always a great day when you join us. Thank you so much for you and all of your team of people working and volunteers to put on this event. We're going to see you on the 17th.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and looking forward to seeing everybody there May 17th at 2:30.
Lois Anderson joining us today. She is the director of Oregon Right to Life. Now, you can find out all kinds of information on their webpage, and also all of the details for the Oregon March for Life can be found on our community calendar, materdayradio.com, and you'll find it also on the Hail Mary Media app.